Well, once again, welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
And I am Mark Plotnick, your humble co-host. As we do each week, Jim and I bring you music, insights, and interviews spanning the most prolific and freewheeling era for rock and roll music, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, and it features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by my co-host, Mark Plotnick.
My co-host, that's it?
That's all you get tonight.
What happened to those flattering superlatives you normally use?
I didn't have a thesaurus with me today.
I think you ran out of words, but yeah. That's okay. As for today's show, we are doing something exciting and completely different, Jim.
What is that? Give away money? I'm not giving
not
away
money.
Not my money. No. I don't want to play disco music. Or do something like the reality TV show The Masked Singer. Is that something you want to do today?
Yeah, well, not exactly, but you're close. We're having a contest. Can we have a contest?
I guess
so. We can? Okay. Yeah. And speaking of The Masked Singer, I have a personal dislike for that show and others like it, such as The Voice, I Can See Your Voice, and Alter Ego. Have you seen any of those shows?
No, I haven't. I don't care for them.
Well, first of all, the celebrity judges and panelists, it's just my opinion on these shows are embarrassingly overdramatic. And the concepts for these talent shows only work in an era where auto-tune is king and where you can barely distinguish one singer or instrumentalist from another.
Yeah, these shows would have never been successful in our era, the classic rock era. Can you imagine Jagger standing before judges on The Voice and being coached on how to perfect his pitch and delivery? I doubt it.
Mm-mm.
Or The Masked Singer, where you could put on 100 stupid costumes on Jim Morrison and you'd still know it was Jim Morrison, you know. But what made many classic rock artists, vocalists memorable were their picadillos and unique qualities. The same applies to the guitarists, bassists, drummers of the era.
Okay, so Jim, let's tell our listeners why today's show is different. We will play 12 songs by vocalists who would not be considered ideal by today's standards. We're calling this show Voices You Won't Hear on The Voice.
So before each song, we're going to talk a little bit about the band or the vocalist and provide some background information. And audience, you could play at home, and you could guess who the singer is. And if you guess, ding, 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 your wife will take you out to dinner or your husband will take you out to dinner. On you, though.
It's a good way to test your rock and roll knowledge. So.
That's right. So our first song is by a trio that hails from Canada. They were influenced by bands like Cream, Led Zeppelin, and King Crimson. In 2013, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the band's classic lineup, I should say, lasted 45 years.
And the singer in this band also plays bass and keyboards, and he has an honorary doctorate in music, which is very impressive. He's also an avid baseball fan and a wine connoisseur. He, along with other bandmates, have been awarded Canada's highest artistic honor. So let's play one of their songs and see if you can guess who this singer is.
Hit it, Eggers.
Start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think he'd be good on The Voice. So who was that, Mark?
Gary Lee, or his grandmother used to call him Getty.
Getty, come in, Getty.
Getty, come in.
Yep.
All right, Jim.
What band, though?
Oh, Rush.
Oh, Rush. There you go.
Not Mahogany Rush.
No, not Mahogany
Rush. With Frank Marino. That was a different guy altogether.
The Canadian Rush.
Yeah.
Anyway, our next solo artist is a singer, songwriter, pianist, composer, poet, philosopher, and actor. Other than that, he didn't have much to do. And early in his career, he was inspired by the bohemian lifestyle of the Beat Poets, and his raspy voice conjures up smoky bars at 3 in the morning.
He draws from jazz, blues, pop, and avant-garde rock to create songs with narrative lyrics, or some people might say stream of consciousness lyrics. He's gone from playing CD bars to esteemed concert halls around the world, and in 1992, he won a Grammy for Best Alternative Music Album. In more recent years, he's been cast in quite a number of movies, and if this national treasure was cast as a secret voice on I Can See Your Voice, he'd be labeled a bad singer in a New York second. And for those who've seen I Can See Your Voice, they have to label someone a good singer or a bad singer.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Well, Jim, I don't know if I'd want to be way down in the hole with that guy, but tell me who you think that singer is.
That one's easy. That's Tom Waits.
Yeah.
That's Tom Waits.
Yeah, well.
Let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Our next singer is a songwriter, also a performance poet and a political activist, and she had a very devoted cult following. She's often been called the Poet Punk Laureate and helped create the music form known as rock poetry.
And in 1975, she released her debut album, and in 1978, scored her most commercially successful single, co-written by Bruce Springsteen.
Who's that? Who?
Yeah,
Bruce
I don't
who?
Know. Some guy.
Oh.
Yeah. From Jersey, I think. She's been the recipient of several literary and music awards, including induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Again, this artist would likely be yanked off The Voice and be judged a bad singer on I Can See Your Voice. Let's listen.
Right on the TV, 10th line.
hands him an old rusty Polaroid, starts crumbling in his hands. He says, "Oh man, I don't get the picture. This is no picture. Land and sight, boys of Titan, we jackknife. Here is the leg of you, so time. Bloodline rubbing, so like a tree. Light in my leg, it's tragic and flame. It's all so predestined, it's all such a game. For my space monkey.
Our next superstar artist is another Canadian whose childhood was spent overcoming several health ailments. And despite music fans having a good-natured laugh with his trademark high-pitched vocals, he remains one of the most endearing singer-songwriters of his generation. He's been part of two Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands in addition to his solo work.
And over the years, he's lent his talents to several humanitarian causes and is a passionate environmentalist. He became a U.S. citizen in 2020. And over a six-decade career, many of his albums have either won or been nominated for a Grammy. Here's an example of this artist at his stripped-down best.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on 70s. I was lying in the burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my chosen ones, all in a dream.
Well, Jim, I now know how we can torture our executive producer. Just play a lot of Neil Young.
Yeah, he's not happy right now.
Yeah, well.
But that was Neil Young.
And what was the song?
After the Gold Rush, I think.
Correct.
Yeah, very good song.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim Eggers.
Yeah.
Our next singer was not an original member of this very famous band. He joined 7 years after its formation. In fact, he had big shoes to fill when the band's original singer died. He was encouraged to keep the band going. The band struck pay dirt with their first album, which was huge, and it featured this guy as their new singer. And depending on the source, it is ranked among the best-selling rock albums of all time. I think everyone's got it.
You know, I've looked at all these different data charts, and they've got this album, everything from the best-selling album of all time to the fifth best-selling of all time. It's, yeah.
They've done well.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, Jim. Yeah. Well, along with his gravelly singing voice, the band's new singer is best known for wearing a cap that was made famous by that working-class British cartoon character, Andy Capp. Let's listen to a singer whose voice and looks, as well, would never be considered for either The Voice, The Masked Singer, or I Can See Your Voice.
I see trouble coming, man. When I'm coming to a ball, sliding down the road, from the left, come on down, we're gonna run right out. I'm a fighting fool, now I'm running for you.
He may not have the voice for The Voice, but as our friend Jimmy Son says, he has it.
He has it.
So who do you think that was?
Well, all I know is I'm spoiling for a fight, and I'm going to make it right.
Okay, Brian Johnson.
That was Brian Johnson of course, AC/DC.
Yeah, I was playing air guitar in that
puppy.
That was great.
All right. It's pointless to provide much background on our next musician because he is known the world over as the most influential singer and songwriter of the 20th century. He's won more awards and accolades than atoms in the universe. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but...
Just a little bit. But the point is, this is another artist who would never, ever be asked on any talent reality show. Nor would he want to be.
He
would say,
right.
Ain't coming.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
All right, Jim. Who was this gentleman, and what was the name of the song?
Well, Mark, I think that was Bob Dylan. Don't think twice, it's all right. Yeah,
very
Mr.
good.
Nasal tone. If you're keeping score at home, it's Mark 3, Jim 3. We're guessing really, really good here. But anyway, you've been listening to part one of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, which is available on demand 24/7.